Well, great. Now this is all I need. Rain. Somebody want to answer that? I'm doing the dishes. My hands are wet. I will be electrocuted. Well, I'm sorry. I guess I must have had you confused with a family that gives a damn. Hello. Oh, hello, Roselle. No, I can't talk right now. I got something in the oven. Yeah, Iola and me are using the church van this morning. No, we're going to deliver flowers to the old folks home downtown. No, your brownie troop cannot tag along. Well, I don't give a damn about your cookie quota. I will not have them pushing them peanut butter crunchies at people on a fixed income. Have you ever seen a senior citizen in sugar shock?
Oh, here you are, Miss Harper. And how are you this fine morning?
Whatever it is, Naomi, the answer is no.
Come on, Miss Harper, I just want to show you this fabric. Isn't this something?
Yeah, something cheap and gaudy.
This is genuine silk. I'm gonna make me a Chinese hostess gown out of it.
Oh, yeah? You and who else?
Just me and my Jiffy pattern and your sewing machine.
Oh, no. Dream on, Missy. I'm not letting a domestic disaster like you anywhere near my defenseless singer.
Miss Harper, please don't make me sew it by hand. Ooh, when do I ever ask you for anything?
Whenever you want something! I'm sick and tired of people always coming to me with gimme, gimme, gimme.
Mama, can you loan me 90 bucks?
Not unless it's for a one-way ticket to Timbuktu.
No, it's for this special membership at Jack LaRae's health spa.
Jack LaRae? Isn't he that old weightlifter who swam across Ray River towing a garbage scow in his teeth?
Yep, that's him. 65 years old and a perfect physical specimen. Except for his overbite.
Well, you're a perfect idiot if you think you're getting 90 bucks out of me.
Hey, everybody, what's shaking?
Well, the entire house when you come down them stairs like a wild Indian.
Wild Indian in love, Grandma.
Well, now just hold on a minute, Chief Raging Hormones. What is her name?
Dee Dee Brinkerhoff.
Brinkerhoff? Not Judge Brinkerhoff's daughter.
You bet. High class and a fox.
Hey.
We're going on a picnic.
In all of this rain?
Oh, it'll clear up. And if it doesn't, we can just have our picnic in the car.
And just what car might that be, Bubba?
Well, yours, of course.
You want to bet? You can just take Dee Dee on the back of your scooter.
But, Grandma, a girl like Dee Dee Brinkerhoff wouldn't be caught dead on the back of my old motorbike.
Well, she sounds kind of snippy to me.
Well, of course she's snippy. She's the hottest-looking girl in school.
Grandma, if you let me use your car, I'll clean the garage this morning.
You were supposed to do that 3 weeks ago!
Well, if you don't loan me your car, I'm never cleaning it out.
The hell you won't!
Thelma, you ready for our little errand to mercy?
In a minute, Iola. Now you listen here, Mr. Hotshot. You are not taking my car.
Grandma!
And you're not going on any picnic until that garage is spick and span.
Thelma, they're waiting for those flowers at the Ray of Hope Retirement Home.
I am telling off my family, do you mind? Them seniors can wait. What else have they got to do?
Thelma Harper, we are representing the church. What must the Lord think of that attitude?
Oh, for crying out loud, Iola. He has got much more on his mind than Thelma Harper's attitude. He's got the Middle East crisis. He's got wars, rumors of wars. He's got smut everywhere you turn around. You think he cares that I'm ticked off because I have to deliver flowers to a bunch of old fogies with one foot in the grave? I'm on my way, Lord.
Well, baby, I thought you were trying to get into shape. Don't you know how many calories there are in a bologna sandwich and a beer?
Oh, I just don't care anymore, Skeeter. If I can't get me a new body, I might just well enjoy the old one.
Well, I know I always have.
Oh. Uncle Ben, I'm almost done cleaning out the garage. What do you want me to do with this box marked Family Treasures?
I don't know. Where was it?
Underneath an oil drum.
Oh, look at this. It's an old sampler.
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
Oh, I remember this. This used to hang over Grandma Crowley's radio.
Look at all that hand stitching. This is a family treasure. Mm. Honey, I bet we could get $100 for this at the swap meet. Mama, help, help!
Iola, what is it?
What's the matter?
It's Thelma. She had an accident. Is she all right?
Oh, don't worry, she's not hurt. She's just shaking up. Come on, hon. Come on inside.
Clock. Clock.
She sang clock?
Yes, poor dear. A bolt of lightning hit the courthouse clock just as Thelma was walking underneath it.
I'm
going to tell him, honey. The minute hand flew off and came flaming down straight at Thelma.
Oh, Mama. How close did it come?
Holy cow.
That is awful. Let's get that coat off her.
Maybe we better let her sit down.
Yeah. She looks like she's in shock.
Well, y'all quit staring at me like I'm some kind of a nutcase.
I think she's feeling better.
Lord, I swear that minute hand was as close to me as my perm is to my scalp.
How on earth did this happen, Miss Harper?
Well, when we got to the retirement home, the only parking space left was reserved for the paramedics. So we had to park 3 whole blocks away and carry all of them flowers back. Well, of course, Iola grabbed all the small bouquets, leaving me to lug that big old gladiola spray.
That's because I know how to carry several arrangements at once without crushing them.
In a pig's patoot! I was almost killed!
Grandma, I think maybe you better tell us about this later, when you're more calmed down.
Well, who knows when that will be? So anyway, I was taking the shortcut across the courthouse square when I stopped under that big clock to put down that ton of gladiolas.
It was hardly a ton.
That ton of gladiolas. Just then, this huge bolt of lightning sizzled across the sky and lit into the face of that clock. It was 11:29. Next thing I knew, that minute hand came shooting down like a flaming arrow right at me. Lord, 11:30 and I'd have been a goner.
Well, Mama, the important thing is you're all right.
Yeah, but I can't help but wondering, why was I spared?
Well, who's to say, Thelma? The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Oh, well, he was trying to tell me something today. But what?
Maybe he was trying to tell you to get a new coat.
Oh, for pity's sakes, Naomi, we're talking about God here, not Calvin Klein.
Mama, maybe you've done enough talking, huh? Why don't you just come on over here and sit down and relax?
Yeah, but I just know that this was a message from him. I just wish that he would spell it out a little more clearly. Oh, what the? Oh, it's Grandma Crowley's sampler.
Yes, I'm sorry. I must have put it there in all that confusion.
It is more blessed to give than to receive. That's it. My message has come from heaven.
No, Grandma, it came from the garage.
I think all the excitement's been too much for her.
She's delirious.
Yeah, it's nothing but an old sampler.
From now on, I'm going to give freely to anybody who asks me.
Mama's right. It's a message from God.
There you go. Did you enjoy that nice little drink of fresh rainwater? Well, it was my pleasure to oblige. You know, it's much better to give than to receive.
Grandma, I'm almost done cleaning out the garage. Do you want me to put this old lamp on the pile for the goodwill?
Are you nuts? That lamp has been in my family for generations. I can't bear to part with that. On second thought, we don't use it. Why not let others share in the light?
Are you sure?
Bubba, nothing in this life makes you feel better than sharing.
Grandma, if sharing this little old lamp makes you happy, just think how good you'd feel sharing a great big car.
Put it in reverse, Bubba. You're not taking my car on any picnic.
Well, okay. I guess maybe I should take Grandma Crowley's sampler to the Goodwill, too. Doesn't look like you have any use for that, either.
Oh, Bubba.
Yes, ma'am.
You gotta double pop that clutch to get her into second.
Thanks, Grandma. It's the greatest.
Feeling any better?
Oh, I can't tell you how much. There's nothing like a little brush with death to put you in a good mood. I tell you, I feel like I could conquer the whole world. How's it going, sweetie?
Oh, fine.
What are you making, Naomi?
I'm making a floor-length Chinese hostess gown.
Oh, Naomi, look what a good job you're doing of cutting this pattern out.
Yeah, I've always been very good at staying inside the lines.
But you know what? With really fine silk like this, I believe you ought to be using my good sewing shears.
Do you mean it?
Well, what's the good of having $40 scissors if you can't use them to make someone happy?
Gee, thanks!
Tell me, Thelma, does this new philosophy of giving apply to all aspects of life?
Absolutely everything.
Even recipes?
Recipes?
Yeah. I was about to make dessert and I thought to myself, nothing can compare with Thelma's million-dollar fudge.
My million-dollar fudge?
Hold it, Iola. That is Miss Harper's most secret recipe. She is going to take million-dollar fudge with her to her grave.
Well, I know that's how the old Thelma felt, but I was kind of hoping the new Thelma might have had a change of heart.
Well, I guess maybe you're right. All right, I'll copy it down for you sometime or other when I have a free moment.
No time like the present.
Well, Thelma's million-dollar fudge. You're pretty damn sure of yourself, weren't you?
Well, Thelma, shouldn't you look it up first?
Are you kidding? I can make this stuff in my sleep.
Well, what are you ladies up to?
Oh, hi, Vamp. Your mama's given me her recipe for million-dollar fudge. Oh, million-dollar fudge.
Yeah, your mama's turned over a completely new leaf. She's even lent me her prize sewing shears.
Well, Mama, I've never seen you so open-handed.
Well, Vamp, I figure we are on this earth for such a short time. Why not use our precious moments bringing joy to others?
You're right, Mama. We are here for a short time. Of course, we could be here a lot longer if we stayed healthy. You know, lifting weights, aerobics, sitting in a hot tub.
No, Vinton, I get your drift, and there is nothing in this world that would make me happier than seeing you get healthy the Jack Leray way.
Then you'll give me the $90?
Well, I would if I could, baby, but I can only spare a 20.
Well, thanks just the same. I guess this giving thing works for everybody but me.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute here. I saw a whole set of them big giant rubber bands in the window at the sporting goods store down on the mall. What's the name of that place?
Jocks or Us?
That's it.
Oh, man, those exercise bands are all the rage these days.
And they were only $19.95.
Well, honey, this is perfect. Now you can exercise here at home at your own convenience.
Yeah, most of the exercise you get at those spas is from standing in line waiting to use the machines.
Well, there you go, baby. There's your 20. And there is your million-dollar fudge. Well, you see, when your heart is full of giving, no wish goes unfulfilled.
I wish I could use your sewing machine.
Oh, no, not my singer. My good zigzag with the automatic buttonholer. Oh, well, I guess if it'll make the Lord happy, I say what the hell.
Oh, I just love this shade of yellow.
All right, Naomi. Now, these new deluxe models are kind of tricky for a rookie, so you go real easy on this foot pedal here, because this baby's got a lot of power.
Oh, I'll be careful, Miss Harper. I know how much you value this machine. I'm so touched that you even would lend it to me.
Well, what's a mother-in-law for? I'm going to go pour us some nice, cool lemonade. Enjoy. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Mama? Mama, I got them. Boy, these things are something else. They call them bands of strength.
Well, that's nice. Would you like some lemonade, son?
Nope. I'm going downstairs for my first workout. Ouch. These things take some getting used to.
Well, I'm sure in no time at all you're going to be looking just like that Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You bet I will, Mama.
Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. I'll answer it. Hello. Oh, hello, Roselle. Oh, no, it was nothing. Just a flaming minute hand that almost killed me. Yeah, but enough about yours truly. How is that adorable brownie troop? What, did they ever make their cookie quota? Will you tell those darlings to bring all them extra boxes over to Auntie Thelma? But don't be silly, Roselle. I'm stone cold sober. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make one someone the one you play.
Oh,
to.
Oh,
so bad.
Are you crazy? This is ruined.
Well, now, sometimes these seams stretch right out. I tell you what, you run on up to my room and slip into this. I'm sure we'll be able to fix it.
Do you think so? Oh, Miss Harper, you're a lifesaver.
Well, we do what we can.
Grandma!
Bubba, back so soon from your picnic?
I didn't go on any picnic.
Would you go swimming instead?
No. I was trying to get that old clunker of yours into second gear when it slipped into reverse and backed right over a fire hydrant.
Oh, no. Was there any damage?
Yes. My social life was destroyed. Thanks to you, Dee Dee's never going to speak to me again. Do you have any idea what that much water does to a girl with mousse in her hair?
Bubba, you can't blame this on me. You begged me to use that car.
I did not. You practically threw those keys in my face.
Bubba! Knock, knock!
Thelma Harper, is this your idea of million-dollar fudge?
Well, what in the world did you do to it?
Like a fool, I followed your alleged recipe.
Well, I can swear I wrote it down, right?
Oh, really? We'll take a look at that.
What are all those little white things? Miniature marshmallows?
Those are mother's teeth. You will be hearing from her lawyer.
Mama! Mama!
What on earth?
Get me out of here! These bands of strength are squeezing the life out of me.
How in the world did you get yourself into this mess?
By listening to you. These killer rubber bands were your idea.
Oh, but just stop it. You're going to make it worse. Oh, now. Bubba, come here and help your Uncle Bent.
Here, ouch.
Oh, Uncle Luke, get your elbow out of my ear!
Well, but get away from me. You're all wet.
Well, blame me. Blame Grandma.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mama.
Miss Harper, would you look at what your machine has done to this girl? You can't fix this.
Well, you know, they say the big bird look is in.
I will never
forgive you for this as long as I live.
And neither will Mother.
This is all your fault, Grandma.
Yeah, shame on you, Mama. If you'd given me the $90.
Yeah, look at me. I'm so keen he's never going to speak to me again.
Just a damn minute here. You can't lay all this at my doorstep. All I did was give. It is not my fault if y'all are bad receivers. You're a blame somebody. You blame Grandma Crowley. She's the one that came up with this stupid sampler. And Lord, if you are listening, the next time you want to give me a message, you better dial direct.
That better be Roselle.